Dissentelcast.
Get out there and pee on some people.
No, that's not what I meant. No.
That's the wrong kind of peeing. Hello, and welcome to Kiss and Tell Cast. This is episode 18, and I'm not even going to solicit an opinion from Ryan this time. I'm not interested to know what he thinks about it or what his feelings are about the situation.
Whatever.
For those of you who don't know, this is Kiss and Tell Cast, and the theme, the rules, the structure is you send in your secrets, your deepest, darkest secrets, mm-hmm. and we talk about them.
Yeah.
And that's so if you got something to get off your chest, that's what we're here for.
Okay.
Okay.
And so I'm just going to go ahead. I have an irrational hatred of girls with perfect hair, blonde or highlighted, beautiful eye makeup, and high voices, especially when they take more than 5 minutes fixing their hair in different ways. Scott, do you think this is a girl or a boy?
It's probably a boy.
I want to say boy, too.
Okay.
But it seems like they're jealous.
Is it? Well, probably jealous because they don't.
Because they say things like perfect and beautiful.
I hate you because you're so perfect and beautiful and you're stupid and I hate your beautiful face.
That's a bit weird.
Well, what do you think? I mean, I can kind of relate to this. I don't like high maintenance girls.
Well, yeah, no, totally. I feel like these people, I don't even know if these people actually exist. This seems like a stereotype.
No, they exist. Have you not
seen? But I don't. It just sounds like this person's describing like a Barbie doll, which is not a realistic idea of a person.
I've seen them,
but it's not like I see a bunch of Barbie dolls walking around.
You don't live in LA.
No, I don't.
Where everybody's a Barbie doll.
Is that true?
Yeah, have you heard that song Barbie Girl?
I'm a Barbie girl. Yeah. You're a Barbie girl.
That's the one. it sounds like you are just one of us.
One of us.
You like maybe some gals with short hair, low maintenance. You just hop out of bed and it's done.
Yeah, that's fine.
No makeup, no anything.
What if this is a girl, though?
Well, then she's maybe a lesbian that likes has the same taste in girls that we do.
That's likely.
That's fine. Sure. What's next?
I am really good at dream interpretation, but I don't tell people because I'm afraid they won't tell me their dreams and I won't get to know their subconscious thoughts and anxieties.
So how good do you think this person actually is?
I think they just, they're think like, they're really good. Oh God, you killed that person.
Do you think they like took a quiz on the internet that said that they were amazing at dream interpretation?
I think they have like a sixth sense.
They just feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know, what do you think about dreams, Mari? How do you feel about dreams in general? Just as a
general.
I like
dreams. It is true that, you know, telling people your dreams is really, really boring, mm-hmm. especially if it's just like typed out and on the internet, but I like when I can talk to people about my dreams and vice versa
and get them interpreted.
No, I mean, I like it's much better as a conversation, I think, than as a hey,
as
listen
a
to
monologue.
Me. Yeah, or dream comics are really entertaining.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. I think dreams can be interesting. I think it's interesting to look at your dreams and see what you got there. I guess. Yes, dreams can be kind of a boring story to listen to, but maybe if the whole time you're listening to them, you're forming secret
judging
opinions,
them.
Secret judgments.
I guess, yeah, maybe if I was better at dream interpretation, it would be more interesting.
So I know a little bit about dream interpretation,
okay.
And it's mainly only happened from dreams that I've had. Like, and for example,
mm-hmm.
reoccurring dream throughout my life, different circumstances always, teeth falling out.
Oh, God.
Do you ever lose your teeth in dreams?
I think I have a couple times.
It happens to me. All the time. And the weirdest thing is I've had it enough as a kid that uh-huh. that now a big factor of those dreams is a big part of them is me convincing myself, no, this is actually really happening. So
what?
Like the dream will start out and I'll be losing my teeth and yeah. then I'll think, okay, this is obviously just a dream.
Right.
Because I dream about losing my teeth all the time.
Uh-huh.
And so I'll go to the bathroom and look in the mirror and go through some process that finally convinces me, no, this is actually not a dream. I really have lost my teeth.
Oh no.
Yeah. And losing your teeth in a dream apparently means that you're in some kind of transitional period. So just as you know, you lose your teeth when you're a kiddo, when you're transitioning from kiddo to bigger kiddo.
Okay. But what does it mean that you have this as a recurring dream?
It means that I'm stuck in this perpetual limbo between being a kiddo and a bigger kiddo.
You're a limbo hobo.
Yeah. And it means that maybe I have some problems with transitions, which also...
Limbobo.
Yeah. Do you have any recurring dreams?
I don't. I can't say I do.
I wish I could think of a... I feel like I had an interesting dream yesterday, and I want this person to interpret it.
Yeah? What is it?
I need to just think about it for just a second.
Okay. Can I tell you about... Well, I wonder what my sex ninja dream means. Does that mean I want to have sex with a ninja?
So do you want to give a quick recap for this person, and maybe this person will send in and tell?
Yeah. So I was in like a very barren, futuristic city, like a Neo-Tokyo kind of thing.
Okay.
And there was a big sandstorm coming in, and I was, it's a very cinematic shot, and I was in the middle of the street, and I see this big, like the mummy cloud of sand coming towards me.
Mm-hmm.
And then a sex ninja... comes in.
Did you know it was a sex ninja?
Yeah, you just know. Okay. Oh, hey, sex ninja.
Okay.
I took a sex ninja watching class.
Okay.
So I can identify them from afar. Okay. I know their calls.
You know their calls. Okay.
And she teleports in and then whisks me away to safety.
Mm-hmm.
And her touch almost made me
climax
arrive.
Okay. Arrive
in real life.
Okay.
And I had to stop it.
Okay.
And then it ended up that the sex ninja was the girl I'm dating.
Okay. So if you're out there and you just heard that, please send in a detailed 6 to 7 page interpretation of that dream and everything that's wrong with Mare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's next?
I know I'm chubby, 6'4", 230 pounds. But what really holds me back from trying to lose any serious weight is the fear that I'll lose my boobs with it. I'm male.
Okay.
Is that a thing? Is there like a secret fetish thing with man boobs?
Boy boobs? I have only ever heard that as a joke.
Yeah?
This person's really serious. You know.
Like a fetish thing or what?
No, just a joke. I've never heard it in like a legitimately sexualized way. There's all the things of like the male bra, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I've never heard someone say, I'm very excited about those man boobs that I'm seeing. I'm very excited about the fact that I have these man boobs.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they would want those, really.
I don't know either.
I mean, it'd be cool if I had boobs, I guess, but not like man boobs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's my guess.
Mm-hmm.
And this might be a bit of a reach, but I think there's something to it. I think
mm-hmm.
that you will lose the weight.
Yeah.
You will probably lose your boobs.
Yeah.
But you will probably, by doing so, mm-hmm. increase the likelihood that you will be able to interface with other boobs.
Hmm. What if they don't care about boobs?
Well, and it's, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. It's one of those things that's like a boob in hand is worth two in the bush. Maybe you just
that's
stick
true.
With your own boobs.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've heard that.
it's just like grandma used to say.
Yeah.
My immediate thought is, you know, you can do push-ups and have a different kind of boob. It's a firmer boob.
Those freak me out when dudes are like super ripped and they just have those like, I don't know. It's too much. It's
too much.
They like they stick out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Hmm.
I like flat chested boys. I guess.
Do you? All right. Do you think that it's sexual? Do you think that it's because most of the time people write in any time, even this week, when people write in about their weight, they're
yeah.
self-conscious about it.
Right.
No one has written in saying, I love my lovely lady lumps and I don't want to lose them.
I don't know what to tell this person. I kind of feel like they won't. I mean, how much weight are you trying to lose?
Well, 230 doesn't sound like too bad if you're 6'4".
I don't know anything about weight. It's like temperature for me. I don't
like
understand
Celsius.
It. Well, no. If someone says, oh, it's like 70 degrees, I'm like, is that good or bad?
Do you go by stone? What do you use for weight?
For weight?
Yeah.
Well, for temperature, I just go outside. I'm like, oh, it's too hot.
I gotta take this
for
off.
Weight, I have to go visually.
I'm too heavy.
Yeah, you're too heavy.
This bag is too,
I can't
too
pick
heavy.
You up.
I can't lift you. I can't carry you very far.
How many pickups are you?
Okay. Do you think that this is just a person coming up with excuses not to exercise?
I don't. Maybe, yeah, they have an emotional attachment to their body.
Do you think
body.
They just don't want to exercise and they're just coming up with reasons?
It seems a little bit like that. But... Why? Okay, if you're, what are you trying to lose weight for in the first place then?
I don't know. Maybe just for health reasons, you could maybe get implants.
Health schmelf.
Do you think that, I don't know if you know this, but dudes get a lot of implants. Do they?
Where?
Do you want to know what this may not be
in their,
the number one place?
In their peepees?
No. The what is probably the number one place dudes get implants?
They're
so weird.
But
no.
Uh-oh.
Calves.
Oh, really?
Dudes love calf implants.
Okay. This hasn't really come up before.
Are you going to tell me that my calves are too skinny?
No. I really like calves.
Okay.
Not like I'm subscribed to Calves magazine. Okay. And sometimes
that's
get
a different magazine.
Sometimes I get
baby cows.
Yeah, baby cows on accident. Ugh. I keep selling my information. But like since I think sixth grade, I've like been jealous of very developed calves.
That's one of those things. It's one of those genetic things, I think.
You think
you got them or you don't.
Oh man.
Because there was a time, I don't even know what spurred it on. Probably, if I had to guess, it would be that a girl that I found attractive said she liked calves. And
then I felt
like I had to do something about it. But there was a time that I was blasting my calves. It was part of my routine. And I was just hitting those calves.
Yeah.
And they just got more tone, but they never got any bigger.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know what it is. Because like in sixth grade when you're 12 and like some kid has awesome calves, I don't understand.
I know. I don't. It's just those soccer kids out there with their...
Oh, maybe that's it.
Those calves like...
Well, now it's those bike kids. Those
bike guys with their like those bowling balls in the back of their legs.
It's crazy.
I don't know how they put their pants on.
I don't know either. I think they just...
They don't need them. They don't need any pants.
I'm too busy looking at their calves to notice they're naked.
Pants or not, who cares? Listen, buddy, chubby.
Chubbo.
What are we going to tell you? I mean, so what? So don't lose it. Enjoy your boobs.
Yeah.
Live it up. You should. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. And this goes probably to everybody.
Not me. Nope.
Everybody except for Mari.
Mm-hmm.
Mari, close your eyes.
Okay.
I don't want you to hear this.
All right.
Can you see me?
I can't hear you.
Okay.
I can see you though.
It's your body. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to have the right body for you. And it's not... I mean, you know, that's the thing. And that's what everybody tells you, is to have a healthy body image. And it's not meeting some idealized image. And it's not trying to conform your body to what other people think is good.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta have the body that you feel like is the right body for you. And if your body as a man involves a nice rack,
mm-hmm.
a nice pear,
mm-hmm.
some melons, well,
some man melons.
Yeah, enjoy your man melons.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what... Maybe if you could tell us what it is about them you like so much.
Yeah. Also,
perhaps in the form of a poem.
A poem?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That'd be nice.
If you could write a poem about your man melons.
What about a haiku?
Okay. A haiku is fine. Any form of poetry. I'll accept a sonnet. Something in iambic pentameter.
Can that be next week's theme?
Do you think that if we asked... Yeah. People to write poems about man melons that they would write them in,
probably
they would send some in.
I think so. I was gonna say that just any secret that they send in, but
in the form of a poem.
Yeah, but if you want everyone to send in secrets about man melons in poem form.
Yeah, so. I'm just a little curious because I've never thought about, you know, jiggly man melons as something that could be appealing or desirable. Mm-hmm. But I'd be interested to know more.
Well, when dudes have like nice pecs, I feel like they still kind of jingle and jangle
if you go like this
when they run. Look it's that. A bit it's a little right. disturbing for me
right.
I don't like it.
You don't like that? Can you see what I'm doing?
I can kind of, but your shirt's in the way. I don't like it. Stop. Please. Oh, anyway, this person can also lose weight and then gain it back,
or just stuff your bra.
Just stuff. You think that's being honest though?
A couple of grapefruits. Yeah, what's next?
Do you know what breasts look like, Scott? Do they look like grapefruits to you?
Yeah, that's what they feel like. They're hard and citrusy.
Yum. I'm not a big fan of grapefruit, actually.
I love it.
While having sex with my spouse, I fantasized that I was having sex with her mom. It wasn't planned and just popped into my head. Now have caught myself masturbating about her a few times since then.
So this is thematically linked
mm-hmm.
to the email last week we had from the fellow who was trying to seduce his girlfriend's mom.
Yeah.
But this has gone, we've gone a little further here. They're married. So this isn't just like my girlfriend's mom. This is now your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
That's the law.
Mm-hmm.
You're tampering with the law here.
I thought legally you weren't supposed to like your mother-in-law.
Sexually.
Well, in any way, generally.
Do you think, though, do you think that that comes from maybe some pent-up sexual tension? Like, that, you know, that...
Maybe. Like, I hate you, but I want you.
I want you so much. I can't. Mare, yeah? What do you think about this? I mean, masturbating and thinking about... That's one thing, but fantasizing about somebody's mother while you're up in them, while you're inside their body, you're thinking about a person whose body they were once inside. And it's almost like by proxy. You know what? Okay, here's what I've heard. If you take the human species.
Okay.
Okay. When you look at people just in a snapshot of time,
mm-hmm.
that's not the way to do it. You look at it, everybody seems different. Everybody's separate, right?
Right.
But if you look at time as if you smear it out a little bit, if you stretch it out a little bit and make it not so much a factor, everybody's connected. Everybody's got that umbilical cord to their mother, back to their mother, you know, just back,
okay, yeah.
back through time. Everybody's still interconnected.
Yeah.
So if you look at it in that way, while you're having sex with your spouse, you are having sex with your spouse's mom. You're inside of something that was inside her. And if you take time out of the equation and just look at space-time as just
what the hell are you talking about?
One continuum.
What is this?
Don't you see, Mari? Don't you see?
I don't know.
If you it's four-dimensional thinking.
Okay.
Your penis is in this woman.
Ah,
and this woman was once in this other woman's vagina.
Mm.
And sure, you missed the time frame by like 30 years, but 30 years in a cosmic scale is nothing. Essentially, you're still in this woman. You're still in her even her grandmother, her great-grandmother. Every woman through all time, you're up in there. It's a beautiful thing.
I guess if you have like an Adrian Brody the Jacket brain or something, yeah. that's what you would think
of. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay, yeah, I guess that's something.
So, I don't know if that's going to help or hinder your sexual fantasies when you think about... you're kind of tying in some birth and some strange things. So I don't know. Maybe that's not okay.
I don't think this is too weird. It just happens.
I think stuff will pop into your head. When you got those, when you're in it, when you're in the game, stuff will come into your head.
Yeah. At least it's not, I mean, you know, who cares, but it could have been the dad.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Can I ask you, has there ever been anything that just popped into your head that you found arousing that you were surprised to find arousing?
No, there have been things like this where it'll just pop into my head and I'll be thinking about something completely separate,
mm-hmm.
but I don't find it more arousing. Like it just
even just in general in your life, is there something that you thought, I did not know that I found that attractive? Cause I've had that happen a couple times.
There are things that have been done to me that I'm like, oh, I didn't know I was into that.
Yeah, me too. And there's been a couple of like, stumbling across things on the internet
mm-hmm.
that you know you see and then you say, I am a, that's apparently something I'm into. this is I don't know that I knew that.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I don't want to go too deeply.
I don't want to hear it.
No, well, okay. Once
I won't press it. I mean,
no. A young lady once confessed a dream to me that she had had the night before,
mm-hmm.
and it was kind of a weird sexual dream
about you.
No, it was kind of weird. But once she told it to me, it was weird.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a second.
Yeah.
It's actually super hot.
Oh, man.
And it became kind of part of our fantasy world.
I want, what? A, what?
I hesitate to reveal the
details.
But
it's better up here.
It was a surprise to her
mm-hmm.
that she had this dream and it was so sexually charged.
Uh-huh.
And it was a surprise to me that she told me about it. It was a surprise to me that I was as excited about what I heard
mm-hmm,
as
mm-hmm,
I was.
Mm-hmm.
And it led to...
a reenactment?
It was just a new addition to our fantasy life. But it was interesting.
By fantasy, do you mean like role-playing or something?
Kind of. Not necessarily role-playing. Just
but,
part of like our, I don't know, our world, our setup.
Uh-huh.
And it was a surprise.
Do you ever partake in sexting? Is that part of your?
I feel like I showed you some sexts that I got once that were from.
Oh, maybe you have. I mean, that's. I feel like the things that you've shown me are things that other people have sent you, not necessarily you. You know, sending them stuff. Because that sounds like the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is. Well, but also that's very much tied up with this person that you're actually involved with.
Right.
I think. Yeah, I don't know. I don't... Sex... It's kind of person specific, I guess. Because
mm-hmm.
So much of what I do in that is you know, just do what the other person likes or do what will get right. the rise yeah. out of the other person. So if yeah. they're not into it, then I don't... Mm-hmm. It wouldn't really do anything for me if they didn't seem into it. But yeah. I've enjoyed getting some...
Okay.
Like this,
sure. Just wondering.
We digress.
Did we talk about anything?
Having sex with moms.
Mom sex.
I feel like we covered a lot of it last week, right? I mean, this guy's not out to have sex with his mom. It's just part of his fantasy life. Right?
Maybe he is. We need to get that dream interpreter in here.
Does this count as a dream?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't at all. So do we need a fantasy interpreter?
Yeah, we need one of those.
Okay. If anybody's a fantasy interpreter out there, please.
I feel like we're assembling a little RPG a team.
Okay, let's do it. What's next?
I'm a straight guy with all certainty, but I'm obsessed to a fault with being as feminine as possible. I want to be beautiful and pretty instead of awesome and buffed out. I feel like no one would understand this, mostly because I don't really either. I just feel like being cute is a lot more appealing to me than being hot, and that isn't entirely acceptable.
What do you think about this, Mar?
This sounds like me a little bit.
Well?
But I'm really bad at life, so...
So you're just...
There are, like, 364 days where I'm not pretty.
Mar, you're...
But sometimes I'll wake up on the right side of the futon, and I'll look in the mirror, and I'll say, who's that good-looking guy?
Hey there, pretty gal.
Hey, I'm going to kiss you.
Pretty lady.
You know, you just... I feel like I've very recently gotten into nicer clothes,
mm-hmm.
which is bad because I can't afford any.
Yeah.
So any hand-me-downs would be appreciated.
Do you want people to send you their clothes?
Yeah, that'd be
awesome.
We
asked for that button from that sex shirt. That's a start, right?
Which one?
Remember the magical sex shirt?
Oh, yeah. Oh, did we want a button? Dreams.
I don't know what we wanted. A scrap of
it? I wanted a thread. A button would be nicer, though.
I don't know. I feel like I kind of fall sort of in this.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not... as extreme as described here, but it's never, I don't know if it's, we're it's all about hormone balance. I think
it's
all about the testosterone and estrogen. And
yeah.
traditionally, you know, traditional gender roles, you're at one end or the other, at least like traditional Western gender roles, you
mm-hmm,
know,
mm-hmm.
you're either all dude or all chick.
Yeah.
And the all dudes go for the all chicks.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't feel like that's old hat.
Yeah, it's boring. Yeah,
you can be anywhere in the middle you want.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But
that's, if you're, I think a lot of it has to do with balance. And I feel like the super testosterone dudes do kind of go for the
mm-hmm.
the super girly girls.
Well, I don't think this person really means that they are literally trying to be as feminine as possible and like dressing up as a girl and.
No, I don't.
That kind of thing.
I don't
but
mean that either.
Right? Yeah, okay.
But I just mean you don't have to be on that. The extreme.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I'm more towards the middle, I think. And mm-hmm. I think the girls that we're attracted to are more towards the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, this guy's talking about he doesn't want to be a tough dude. He wants to be a pretty dude.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're attracted to girls who want to be kind of tough girls more than pretty girls. Or
but
you know what I mean?
It's a different kind of pretty.
Well,
not tough
you
girls.
You know what I mean. But
yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah, boy girls.
Yeah.
And this guy wants to be a girl boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Yeah.
No, and I mean, even it sounds you're saying it's not acceptable. That's totally tied up in Western gender roles. But
yeah.
you can look in. There's so many other gender systems.
That's middle America.
There's so many other. There's all these like cool native arrangements where there's third and fourth genders.
Wait, what are you talking about? Like Native Americans?
Native Americans and even, I feel like aborigines in various places.
Third and fourth genders? Like
yeah,
because
there's, well, for example, there's...
Like
there's,
dragon people?
Yeah, like dragon people. No, there's the ladies who stay at home and take
uh-huh.
care of the babies.
Yeah,
and
okay.
then there's the dudes that go out and hunt. And that's traditional gender roles. But
right.
then there's a third gender. And those are the dudes that stay at home.
Uh-huh.
And also take care of the babies.
I want to do that.
And then there's also like the warrior princesses.
I want to do that too.
Yeah, I know. You want to do all these things. No, but you know what I mean? It's not biological gender and your gender identity aren't the same thing. I think we're mm-hmm. in a world that understands that now, or is at least starting to understand that. Maybe if you live in the middle of this country,
well,
it doesn't understand that. But
I have some sort of like intuitive sense of all that, but I still don't. I'm still super confused. But I don't care. Whatever.
Well, that's, you know, there's we live on the coast, so mm-hmm. it's a little different. So you can be genderqueer. You can be like, you can have a different gender identity from your sexual orientation. You can have it from your you can have like your biological gender. You can have your sexual orientation, and then you can have the gender role.
See, that's too many. That's too many. I can't keep up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, biologically, we're both boys.
We are?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Okay. Sexually, we both like to have sex with girls.
Yeah.
But our gender roles are not hyper masculine. We're pretty girly.
Okay.
And then our kind of sexual gender attraction range is to girls that are a little bit more masculine. It's not black and white. It's not all dudes and chicks.
Yeah, man.
It's a mix. It's shades of gray. It's in there. Get it all mixed up.
Well, this dude, I feel like all, not all male models, but the ones that I'm exposed to are very androgynous.
Yeah.
You know, they're still masculine and chiseled and all that.
Well,
but
that was the thing.
It's still like, you know, they got those lips, and those cheeks.
The word has gone out of style somewhat.
Androgynous?
No, metrosexual is what everybody called it a few years ago.
I hate that word.
Well, but that's what everybody called it a few years ago.
That's different, though. That was more like...
boys trying to be pretty.
No, that was Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. That was like super glam, you know?
Boys trying to be pretty.
That's a different kind of pretty, though.
Well,
it's not. It wasn't put together. It was like drag queen.
Okay, Mari. The point is,
yes,
you can be straight
mm-hmm.
and not want to have sex with dudes,
mm-hmm.
but want to have a gender identity that's more feminine. It's totally fine.
Right. Yeah. No, this guy sounds like
you're
nice.
Totally fine. If there's any problem with the people, one, it's I kind of feel like it's all in your head. And maybe mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. live in middle America.
Yeah, but get out of there.
Get out of there. Get on the coast and no one... There's abort. Like, there's probably 40 genders now.
Yeah?
Yeah, like there's like, depending on how you use your stats,
mm-hmm.
how your stats are laid out,
mm-hmm.
There's so many possibilities.
I'm a neuromancer.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty hot. what's next?
I like to dig my nails into my cheeks to make myself sneeze. It's strangely pleasurable. I do it all the time.
So we were trying to figure out the mechanics of this.
Well, I was in the lab.
Mari was sitting on my bed, squeezing his face.
No, I was poking. Is this what you're supposed to do? I'm poking my cheeks with my fingers, and I just cut my nails. But
where did you learn this?
I didn't.
You're just making it up.
Well, this is what they seem
to be
describing.
I dig my nails into my cheeks. To me, sounds like this. Mari's like
I'm poking.
Mari's has a finger in each dimple. And he kept poking, and he managed to make himself yawn.
Yeah.
I feel like you need to dig your nails
twice.
In.
Twice. I yawned twice.
Twice, which is different than sneezing.
Well, it happened twice. It's 2 for 2.
You're 2 for 2.
This isn't helping, the scratching thing.
We just can't figure out what it is. I would love a way to make myself sneeze.
Yeah?
I enjoy sneezing. I enjoy a good sneeze.
Well, it sucks when you can't sneeze and you're...
Well, no. That's what, while we were getting ready for the show, I was about to sneeze, and then I thought about this question, and I thought about my cheeks, and then it ruined my sneeze.
Mari's yawning again.
It works. So Mari's cracked the code.
I invented yawns.
Yeah, good job. Do you know where yawns really came from? It's one of my favorite evolution stories.
From monkeys.
Yeah, it did.
Well, I mean, everything did.
No, they were sitting up in the trees, right? So okay. All the monkeys are up in the trees, about to go to sleep. But before they go to sleep, they have to make sure that no other monkeys are going to mess with them. So they have to kind of mouth this roar and show their sharp teeth. Like,
mm-hmm.
And then they go to sleep. And the reason yawns are contagious is because when one monkey would do it, another monkey would be like, oh, yeah, check this out.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Is that true?
It is not verifiably true because we don't have time machines yet. But
yet.
It is a pretty reasonable theory about where yawns came from and why they are contagious. It's the same thing that, what's it called? Hypnic? Myotonic jerk? I don't remember. The jerk that you get like right before you fall asleep when you feel like you're about to fall mm-hmm. also comes from sleeping in trees. It was so you would wake up when you're about to fall so you wouldn't get eaten by lions.
That's so weird. What?
Yeah. But as far as I know, there's no evolutionary basis for squeezing your cheeks and sneezing. Unless... Mari?
I don't understand this yawning thing,
though. Okay, but the yawning thing?
So they would have to force it?
Yeah, you would just go like, ah.
Then how come it just happens to us?
Because over that's what happens over years of condition, millions of years of conditioning. Apparently, the ones with the scariest teeth lived, and the other ones didn't.
I have big teeth.
Yeah, I'm scared of you. I'm not going to mess with you while you're sleeping. I think we, okay, typically we've been known in the past to make some errors.
No. Maybe you have.
I have. about gender, about things like that. We jumped to conclusions.
Oh, yeah?
And we both jumped to conclusions about which cheeks this person was referring to.
I thought about that.
Do you think this person can sneeze by digging their nails into their butt?
You know, maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's why it's strangely pleasurable.
Somehow that seems more likely to me. I don't know. I feel like I can't really comment on this without some more information. I need photos. I need diagrams. Is there something on YouTube we could look up? Maybe. I just feel like I don't have enough information.
I've never heard of this cheek.
Okay. But thing. Okay. How about this? If you could make yourself sneeze, would you do it often?
Not often, not like all the time.
Is there any,
when I wanted to sneeze, are there or like any, if I had that, I can't sneeze.
You would trigger it. You would force it. Yeah. I was trying to, do you think there's any other normally involuntary bodily responses that you would switch to voluntary if you could?
Well, there's that one.
just the one. There's, just the obvious.
There's that one.
Okay.
Depends on the situation.
Okay.
You know, there are times when your pipes are, you know, clogged up.
Yeah.
You need some Drano. You
can drain them out, get to the rooter.
I don't know. Router. What other bodily functions are there?
Just clapping.
Clapping. Sometimes I just want to clap.
Yeah.
That's not a bodily function.
It's not involuntary, at least.
What kind of science class do
they
have?
I wish I could say more. I wish that there was something I could say that I could do to my body that no one else could do.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like the ability to make your... I knew a guy, this is along the same lines, but grosser.
Yeah.
Who could throw up on command.
Ew.
It was yucky.
Uh-huh.
It was a little yucky, but he could do it. Huh. You could ask him to, and he could puke.
I can do that, actually.
How do you?
I just have to drink like 7 beers.
And then you can... It's a little party trick that you've got.
Hey, check this out, guys.
Watch this. Hang on.
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
Okay, I'm ready. Hang on. Live it up, man. This sounds like a harmless pleasure, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
Do you think it comes at some dire cost?
Maybe every time you sneeze,
you lose 10 years of your life every time you do this.
Oh no.
Or do you think their face is just covered with bloody nail marks?
I don't.
What's next?
I borrowed a copy of Metal Gear Solid from a friend about 3 years ago and haven't given it back as they haven't asked for it back yet.
So, Mari and I had differing reasons for choosing this. I chose it because it's the worst, stupidest secret that we've ever had. And we get a lot of dumb secrets. I mean,
that's nice.
You know, no, we get what, like on average 25 to 30 emails a week. And we filter through them pretty, you know, pretty heavily. We go through it with a fine tooth comb, but we cut out a lot of nonsense and a lot of weirdo emails. But man, this one, I borrowed a video game and I didn't give it back. Secret of the century.
I'm not telling anyone.
I'm gonna tell
Forgive
you.
Me, Father, for I have sinned.
Bless me. I'm going to take this to my grave. Well, I'm going to be buried with this copy of Metal Gear Solid.
I don't know. I kind of liked it. It's not something that I think you're proud of.
Do you think it's Metal Gear Solid 4 or really truly the first
3 one? 3 years ago. So I'm going to guess it's an older one.
Didn't 4 come out 3 years ago?
Maybe 2.
Okay.
Not 3 years yet, as far as I know.
Mari, why did you like this?
This happens sometimes. Sometimes you borrow video games from people.
Do you have anything of mine?
I have a tote bag of yours and a bag of clothes that we were going to take to Crossroads or something.
Don't you have a videotape of mine that
I have? I have your not Yo MTV Raps. What is it? I want my MTV VHS.
Yeah.
I was supposed to convert it to DVD. It's been a year.
Over a year. What do I have of that's yours? I also feel like I have some totes.
I have a lot of totes. I think my totes are just scattered across
the world.
Yeah. Everywhere.
There's probably a time when I had more of your things, but I just don't feel like I have many of your things now.
I don't. Yeah. I'm not really borrowing too many things from people right now.
And I also never see you. I saw Mari yesterday at a chili cook-off.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was the first time I had seen him outside of this podcast for 2 months.
2 months? You think so?
Something like that.
It's I feel like we had time. We had nachos one time.
2 months ago.
2 months ago.
Mm. Yeah. Right, it's May.
You know, man. I gotta pay rent.
Yeah, you gotta get that rent paid.
I'm just kidding. I'm paid rent.
Okay, but why did you... Is there anything specific that came to mind?
It's just...
Because I know what you do.
You know what? This guy probably just like was like, oh, I gotta send in a secret. I'm gonna look at all the stuff on my desk. And then he saw that copy of Metal Gear Solid that's been haunting him for 3 years.
But Mare, I know what you do.
What do I do?
I know what you do that's like this.
What do I do?
You had a thing going for a while.
Oh, no, I still do that.
Mare had a thing going for a while. That
that's
anytime,
my thing.
Whenever Mare met a girl that he had basically any level of interest in, from passing interest to like lust.
Or hatred.
Or hatred. Anytime Mari met a person and had any kind of feelings and that person was a girl, mm-hmm. he would give them a stack of comics.
You know what? Hope still has my comics.
From?
Years, like a year ago, like 2 years ago maybe.
Yeah.
She has Understanding Comics and then...
How many girls have making your comics right now, Mari?
I don't even know.
You got hoes and different area codes all with your comics.
Yeah, like two or three area codes, I guess. Some of them are from out of state, so it doesn't count.
You have a lot of comics in your room.
I do. Lots of comics. Well, that's the thing. I have a lot of books, and I want people to read them.
You
want
to spread them out.
I'm happy to let dudes borrow books, too.
But yeah, but you give them to ladies like it's a test.
I like,
or like it's required reading.
I like girls more. I don't know.
Okay, what's next?
I really like the smell of cum. Whenever I masturbate and I didn't clean up correctly the time before, there is always something under my foreskin, which the smell kind of turns me on. It isn't pleasant, but I guess I've come to associate the smell with sex/masturbation.
So this is gross.
It's kind of like bad hygiene, isn't it?
A little bit. I mean, we've talked about it before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a foreskin. You have a foreskin, but you're a pretty clean guy, right? Keep things tidy.
Yeah, yeah. For the most part, yeah. I don't like go down with like a toothbrush or anything.
You know?
I don't have like a special loofah.
You don't yet have a separate electric toothbrush just for that?
No.
No? What about like a Q-tip? Just get in there and root around. No, okay. He just likes the smell of his cum.
Yeah, that's fine. It makes sense. The smell thing, like, I think he nailed it. That's just what it is.
That's just what it is. Okay. And I think it's...
You don't think so?
No, that's probably fine. Maybe there was a little more information than I needed.
Mm-hmm.
Like the under the foreskin made me think of other things, and I mean we talked a little bit about there's anything can trigger sexiness, smells, mm-hmm. things like that will trigger it. The reason is there anything you have to say about this, Murray? Is there anything reason this email?
Well, I'm trying to think of smells that I like, not necessarily ones that turn me on, but just smells that I like.
There's person smell. I really like.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm only half
what does that mean?
With that. I don't mean like, so many people just smell like.
They just smell good.
Shampoo and
perfume.
Perfume and their soap. I don't really like that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like girls' real smell.
Oh, yeah.
I like the way their, you know, I like the way their skin really smells. I like the way their breath smells when it's not just toothpaste-y. I like the way their hair smells. I like. I get really into
people smells. I understand. Smells. That makes sense.
Super into that. And I much more though than like any kind of, I really don't like any kind of fake perfumey artificial
mm-hmm.
Shampoo-y smells that are supposed to smell good.
I don't really like that though. It gets caught up in my brain cogs though.
You get all.
It just, I don't know. There were people that I went to high school with that wore perfume so much and I wasn't into it, but it just sticks with
just
you.
Worked. Just
and then I'll catch a whiff of it on someone else, like down the street.
That's really, man, that screws with me. If I smell that somebody that has the same body smell for whatever reason,
yeah.
That messes me, especially, whew, yeah, that throws me for a loop. Yeah, so I mean, I think that's pretty normal. That it seems maybe a little weird that it's under these exact circumstances. Uh-huh.
Kind of a weird feedback loop.
Yeah, it's sort of a weird thing. Yeah, because like if you're just never cleaning
just
up,
smelling.
Down, just getting smelling. The reason this caught my eye
yeah.
is because of a word I learned today.
Okay.
That I'm pretty excited about.
Uh-huh.
And I may not pronounce it right, but it's part of a school of words that have to do with kind of sexual development.
Okay.
And the first one that I came across was menarche, which is, it sounds like something different, but it is the first time a girl has her period.
I thought that was just called getting your period.
Get a visit from Aunt Flo.
No, that's
your monthly check.
No, that's
your monthly bill.
That implies that it's like a continuing thing. But
no,
the
it's first your first
time,
check. It's your first, yeah.
Your first check.
Yeah.
Direct deposit.
It's your menarche, and then there's I think it's the thelarche, is when a girl first starts to get boobs.
What?
Okay. And then there's
why? Where? Okay.
There's it's from a Greek word that means the seed of, like the birth of.
What about the menarche one?
Also, that's like the birth of
something.
Menstruation.
That's so weird.
Yeah. But the two that I was pretty excited that there was a word for.
Mm-hmm.
There's spermarchy is when your body first starts making sperm.
Okay.
But the first time you ejaculate is called semenarchy. And it comes from a different Greek root than anarchy, but just the thought of the word semenarchy sounds like this chaotic, out of control hurricane of semen. Like it is just an apocalypse of semen. Just
I'm a semenarchist.
Yeah, I know. So I
don't believe in government.
I was pretty weirdly today, for some weird reason, somebody sent us a word of the day.
That was weird.
Yeah, I know. So it wasn't a secret. They just sent us a word.
Did we get spam? Is that what happened?
Yeah. Why would someone send us the definition of a word? What's next?
I'm secretly jealous of my best friend. I feel like he is everything I want to be charismatically, but better and actually successful in those regards. It doesn't help that he has a tendency to show off, and that on top of him being ridiculously attractive bothers me when it absolutely shouldn't. It's not cool to be jealous of your friends, and I feel like a complete douchebag. There's some weird grammar happening in here.
What do you think about this?
Well, besides the grammar, I think you need to brush up on your English.
Okay. Start with words like semenarchy.
Yeah.
Maybe if you could work that in here.
But
I feel like a big semenarchist.
Anyway.
Okay. Jealousy. Friendship jealousy.
That's just the thing that happens, you know?
There's always a better friend.
You are always going to be terrible. Yeah. And you just have to get used to it.
There's always, your friends are always better than you.
I don't know. I was trying to look up an exact reference for this, and it's just like how artists or whatever people always downplay their own successes, and they feel like they've never accomplished anything, and everyone else is so successful. But I don't remember where the link is, and I can't find it.
Well, blah, blah,
blah. So I feel like it's a pretty normal thing.
It's super common, and I think it's a form of status anxiety where you're comparing yourself to other people.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that Alain de Botton book called Status Anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a helpful book to read for any kind of jealousy with your friends or coworkers. But man, I have it all the time. And it's weird because people have said things to me like they have this kind of feeling about me.
Yeah.
And but
they do.
Always.
They
but,
do.
But man, there's people I know and work with or just see or interact with that I feel like are so much better at what they do, or better looking and better at what they do, or just they're just way more awesome than me.
Well, yeah, the quote I was looking for, and it's, you know, not as effective when I can't remember where it is or what it is exactly. But it was about how everyone feels like a phony or a fraud.
Yeah.
Like they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, it's status anxiety. Look at it this way.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting the better deal.
Why is that?
Because you're sucky and you get an awesome friend. And he's awesome and he has a sucky friend.
And he wants to be sucky.
Yeah.
I wish I was as sucky as that guy.
Yeah, you're getting a way better deal because you get to roll with someone who's cooler. You get like a bonus. He's gotta hang out. If he's like
So he does all
guy,
the work.
Well, or I think if this guy is the coolest guy, all of his friends are less cool than him. That's gotta be it's lonely at the top. So I mean it's all about your perspective. And it's all so if you're not gonna change him. He's probably just going to keep being his own dude. So maybe you got to change your attitude.
Yeah. Yeah. It's about your attitude, not so much about your personal accomplishments.
Unless you're really sucky.
There's that. Yeah.
You might be sucky.
But then, you know, if you just change your attitude, then you don't care that you're sucky.
Yeah. Then you're a cool guy. What's next?
All our friends make certain assumptions about our bedroom life because I'm more masculine and he's more effeminate. They're wrong.
Hmm.
So I thought this was about me and Corey too.
Okay. What?
Well, because they all think we're gay, but it's probably because I assume things like this are for us.
Well, maybe. To me, I mean, okay, it's a top-bottom question, right?
Yeah.
That's what it is. But to me, this is great. This is a great email for that guy who wrote in earlier.
The Femi guy?
Yeah, because this goes to show you that just because your kind of gender identity is on one end of the scale doesn't mean that your sexual identity needs that. And even if you're talking about your sexual orientation, it's dudes no matter what. It's dudes and dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And one dude's a Femi guy, but he's still king of the mountain.
Yeah.
He's still on top.
Sometimes that's like part of what makes it so good.
I'm going to drop a little country music for you, Mari. There's a fella named Charlie Rich who's amazing and who I recently rediscovered. Uh-huh. He has a song called Did You Happen to See the Most Beautiful Girl in the World, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. But he also has a song called Behind Closed Doors.
Okay.
And it's kind of about this. It's all these stupids think they know what's going on, but they don't know what's going on behind those closed doors. I especially like it. You know, we've even had some emails about this, about how sometimes it can seem weird the way people pair up, you know, like couples that you just can't quite figure out what it is that they, you know, like maybe you have a super outgoing guy and a really shy girl, or a really nerdy guy and a really outgoing.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't see some people. Like, I don't know what it is about some people.
Something's going on behind closed doors.
You think so?
There's something. Yeah.
I have friends who I can't, like, very wholesome people who are in relationships, and I can't imagine them having sex or good sex.
You think they just don't do it right?
And like, I'm like, why are you with this guy if you're probably not even having sex?
Do you think they just roll around?
They probably just play Smash Bros.
Do you
or something.
Think they just lay next to each other, arms rigid by their sides, and just roll around?
Are we doing it? They just make noise.
Yeah.
They just bang pots and pans.
That's probably what happens. That was the end. That was one of our 10 secrets.
Okay.
We're just bros right through them.
Brosed.
We brosed right through them. We got some feedback. Not a lot this week.
Yeah.
The pickings were a little slim. Thanks.
Some drought.
Thanks to A.E. Davis and Ben Carpal Tunnel Syndrome. I'm sorry.
Caramelized onions.
I cannot say. Carrageenan?
No. Kerrigan.
I'm sorry, man. They gave us a last minute shout out. We got some stuff at the buzzer. We appreciate that. We had a ton of listens this week. It seems like our downloads were back up. People were not dishing much this week. Anyway, we do have some feedback in the Corey Schmitz Memorial feedback. The first one, appropriately enough, begins with Corey, why you lie to me? Frowning face. I miss you and your snarkiness. Mare and Scott, I feel betrayed. How's this our fault?
That little MP3, that little file that Corey sent,
100% Corey's idea.
Was so. There's no way you could think that was real.
Do you think this person, their eyes were just lighting up like, this is it? Corey's back. This is
he
the
did
real.
It. Yeah. It's just a stage.
So Corey lied to you. Mm-hmm. Yes. Corey lied. It was also Corey's idea to lie to you. And it was also Corey who said he would be on the show and then didn't get on the show. Do you think Corey will be on our 21st show? Our 21st birthday?
Wait, what are we on? 18?
18.
We could just ask him every week. I don't know.
Do you think if we got enough of those clips, we could edit them together into what seemed like a whole show of Corey?
Well, we could have a Corey soundboard.
This is a sad one.
Is it?
In all seriousness. I told him it didn't end well. Shy girl.
Well, that doesn't mean that it wasn't good while it lasted.
I mean, I...
They could have had a good roll in the hay.
I'm shocked because it seemed like all the signs were there. I just don't... I Shy girl, if we misled you, we apologize. On the other hand, though...
He misled you.
He misled you. He's screwed up. He doesn't know what he's missing. You're too good for him, shy
come
girl.
On.
He was sending out this all the right signals. You were picking up what he was putting down, and he didn't follow through. He's a lot like Corey Schmitz in that way. I'm sorry to hear it didn't go well, but I think in life, you know, we get emails from people that talk about liking somebody 5 years ago and they wish they would have said it, or 10 years ago.
Yeah, dude.
So I think in the long run, in your entire life, it will be better that you said something even though it didn't work out. Even this week, we got an email from somebody saying that they liked their best friend and they haven't seen him for years, but they wish they'd told him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, There's no time like the present for that. You can, it's,
yeah, dude.
Unless like 10 years later, you're going to say, by the way, I really loved you in high school when you'd come work on my musical. So I think you made the right choice. I'm sorry if it didn't go well, but I think in the long run, you made the right decision.
That's life. Yeah. It's better. It's way better that you said something.
I am proud of you, Shy Girl, mm-hmm. because it sounded like it was really hard for you, but I'm very proud of you.
There was like a huge buildup, and you know, that's just the way it happens sometimes.
We've got one more feedback left, and it begins thusly.
Mm-hmm.
Once upon a time, Scott wondered if anyone had ever masturbated to the show. Fact! I have. I laughed the entire time.
I think you're confused about what masturbation is.
Were you just tickling yourself?
Maybe that's...
Giving a tickle. Mm-hmm. That's great. I hope you... Did you make it the whole time? Like, did you go for a whole hour?
It was a long show, man.
Man, I'm way to go if you did. Did you, like, wait... Like hold it in until the ending theme music? Did you start at the beginning theme music and end at the ending theme music? Because that'd be amazing.
I don't know if I could do that.
Well, maybe
it's like listening to people talk. And
do you think this is a boy or a girl?
I'm guessing a girl.
I'm guessing a girl.
So maybe, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like she maybe took it easy. She went the whole time. I'm so pleased. Thank you for writing in. Thank you for sharing this with us. It was a lovely thing to hear. That's the end of our feedback.
Mm-hmm.
You did not have any show notes?
No, nothing.
I didn't have anything but the standard spiel of it's all about the secrets, everybody. We were a little light this week. You got to go to kissandtellcast.com/tell.
Mm-hmm.
The theme this week was dreams. We talked, I think, about one dream email, but we talked about some dreams.
Mm-hmm.
What should the theme next week be?
Didn't I say something? Oh, it was poems. That was poems.
That's not the same thing as a theme.
That's what's like a... It's a theme for the theme.
Okay, how about this? The theme this week, we had our barrel of vocabulary words this week had to do with first times, semenarchy, mm-hmm. spermarchy, and the like. If you've got any secrets about first times,
mm-hmm.
let's have them.
Yeah.
Let's have those secrets. It can be first time anything. First time sex, first time you made yourself sneeze by squeezing your butt cheeks, first time any of that stuff. We just want some first times.
Yeah.
Send those in, kissandtellcast.com/tell. You know all the other rules. You know about, you guys heard about the Twitter? You know about that. You know about Facebook. You know about Tumblr. You know all that nonsense, mm-hmm. right? I have one little comment.
Yeah.
So last week in the show notes.
Okay.
I put that picture.
What picture? What picture? Oh, picture. Of you. Uh-oh. What happened?
Well, no. Okay. I put it just because I thought it was ridiculous because we had talked about the abs in the show and so on.
What happened?
Nothing. And now it makes me feel uncomfortable.
I feel like we have listeners, right? I think we do because I see those numbers happening. Numbers.
Somebody's listening to this. I'm pretty sure. I know that you don't listen to
it. Even if it's just one fan 1,000 times, that's still a person that I think should be writing in fairly regularly.
Yeah.
You think but so? I think maybe there aren't enough people looking at the show notes.
Probably not. So we have like 1,000 downloads in a week.
I don't understand.
Most of them come maybe through iTunes, stuff like that. So people don't look at the show notes. So people did not see a half-naked picture of me holding a garden hose.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. I don't know. We once posted a picture in the show notes of a star-nosed mole and got a furious email from that. I don't know. I assumed that people looked at the show notes, but.
I mean, I looked at them.
You don't even listen to the show and you look at the show notes.
I looked at the show. Yeah. The show notes are way better.
Yeah. Don't listen. The show notes take like 10 seconds to look at.
Yeah.
Way faster than listening to the whole show.
Totally.
You can get the whole experience in a matter of seconds.
For me, I just go on the show and that's how I experience it.
Yeah. Which is another great way to do it.
Yeah.
Probably the best way.
I think so.
Although when you do the show, it takes like 2 hours.
It takes forever.
It takes a really long time.
I had to take a bathroom break.
I know.
Sorry about that.
Oh yeah, but I heard you wash your hands.
Well, of course.
So congratulations. that is it for episode 18. Thanks for tuning in. Send in those secrets. We will see you next week with episode 19, the last episode of our teenage years.
Yep.
That's it. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye. Kiss and Tell Cast.